In computer news this week, a loopy leap year show. Sometimes I read articles related to the computer industry that are just plain silly. I'm sure they matter to some people, and probably some people take them very seriously, but they seem daft to me. Daft, I think that's a British word used commonly as opposed to our American word nuts. They would say, the bloke's daft, where we'd say someone is just plain nuts. Back in the 60s, when we were all listening to the Beatles and trying to find meaning in their lyrics, one of my favorite verses was from their song entitled A Day in the Life. I read the news today, oh boy, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall. This verse has almost seemed almost an existential Camus-like statement to me, the absurdity of life highlighted in a newspaper article about the number of holes in the streets. It reminded me of a CNN article I had read about how many pages are there on the internet. No one really knows how many websites or individual web pages make up the seemingly infinite digital universe that is the internet. Kevin Kelly, a founder of Wired Magazine, says, the web holds about a trillion pages. The human brain holds about 100 billion neurons in his 2010 book, What Technology Wants. A group called the World Wide Web Foundation, appropriately founded by Tim Berners-Lee, who pretty much created the internet, is on a quest to figure out with some degree certainty how big the internet really is. With a $1 million grant from Google, the foundation plans to release the results of its online forensic search called the World Wide Web Index early next year. The Web Index will be the world's first multidimensional measure of the web and its impact on people and nations. It will cover a large number of developed and developing countries, allowing for comparisons of trends over time and benchmarking performance across countries. It won't answer every question people have about the internet, but the index will be presented as a series of annual reports and will go a long way towards filling in some of the gaps. We want to be really careful about what will happen as a result of the web index because we just don't know, he said, but this will probably be the best opportunity to quantify the web. Now, I've had a web page since the late 1990s, and I've made so many changes to it that I have no idea of how many pages I actually have that are usable. I'm sure I have lots of pages that are just sitting out there never viewed, and I really don't plan on doing any cleanup as I have 10 gigs of web space and I know I'm not going to run out of room. I'm sure most websites are in the similar state of excessive pages too. So a project to determine how many pages are on the internet seems doomed from the start. There are thousands of new websites coming online each day and probably millions of web pages edited or added to existing websites and many websites going down due to business failure or other problems. So determining how many pages are on the internet is impossible. It's a moving target. And if we did know, what would that really mean? But I'm pretty sure there'd be more than enough pages to fill the Albert Hall. For Rawbytes Leap Year, this is Frank Delaney.